the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, fa kayfa yabqa fil adhab wa huwa yarju ma salafa min hilmik am kayfa tu'limu an-nar wa huwa ya'mul fadlaka wa رحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ ضَعْفَهُ. How should its groaning encompass him while you know his weakness? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَتَقَلْقَلُ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ صِدْقَهُ. How should he be convulsed among its levels while you know his sincerity? أَمْ كَيْفَ تَزْجُرُهُ زَبَانِيَتُهَا وَهُوَ يُنَادِيكَ يَا رَبَّهُ. How should its keepers torture him while he calls out to you, O Lord? أَمْ كَيْفَ يَرْجُو فَضْلَكَ فِي عِتْقِهِ مِنْهَا فَتَتْرُكُهُ فِيهَا. How should he have hope of your bounty in freeing him from it while you abandon him within it? هَيْهَاتْ مَا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ بِكَ. Far be it from you. That is not expected of you. In the previous episodes, we started an important discussion over the ontological need of mankind and the fact that the reality of prayer is this need, understanding and cognition of it, and in the last stage, bringing that need toward Allah and presenting it before Almighty Allah. In the previous episode, however, we concluded that this ontological need toward Allah is something that inherently attracts that mercy, whether man is aware of it or not. So we can say that there exists an ontological relation between indigence and the mercy of Allah. This relation is ontological, somehow takwini. Each of these two seeks the other and pursues it. The need toward Allah is in pursuit of Allah's mercy, and the mercy of Allah is in pursuit of the object of need and indigence. These two attract each other. And this is ontological. This means you do not need to be aware of it to happen. This is very similar to the relation that is going on between the weakness and neediness of a baby and the love and affection of a mother. Each of these two seeks the other. The feebleness of the infant seeks the affection of the mother, and it is exactly what happens, that the affection and sympathy of the mother is in pursuit and of the weakness of the infant. This is so that she may take care of her. This example, dear listeners, will make what we are discussing easier to fathom. The need of a mother toward caring for her, for the weakness of the infant, is in no way lesser than the need of the infant for the sympathy of the mother. And similarly, a learned man is in search of an ignorant one so that he may teach him. as is the ignorant man is in pursuit of a learned one, so that he may learn from him. So there is this ontological need that can be seen in everywhere, as every aspect of our lives.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames shall him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this ontological need can be seen everywhere. A physician seeks the sick to cure him. That is why he declares his profession in order to attract the sick toward himself. So is the sick in pursuit of the physician. And the need of a physician for sick is not lesser than the need of the sick toward that physician. So this is the case. The strong always searches for the weak in order to support him. And the weak is in pursuit of the strong so that he may somehow seek refuge and take shelter with him. In this case too, we can see the relation. So in brief, this is one of those norms and sunan of Almighty Allah which is functioning in everything. Now, this is the point that is really important. The same relation applies to the mercy of Allah and the ontological indigence of the creatures. The way the need seeks Almighty Allah's mercy, and the way the mercy is in search of the need. It should, however, be noted here that those beautiful attributes of Allah are above any need. His divinity is beyond all needs. Rather, the mercy of Allah seeks the objects of need and indigence. And such is the case. That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Hayhat, ma dhalika dhannu bik?" Far be it from you, nor is expected of you to do such things. The one who is in total need of you is in fire of hell, although he has had mistakes and committed some sins, but he has accepted it. He has understood his weakness, and he has brought the neediness and indigence toward you. So, أَمْ كَيْفَ يَرْجُو فَضْلَكَ فِي عِتْقِهِ مِنْهَا فَتَتْرُكُهُ فِيهَا. How can it be that he stays in hope of your bounty in freeing him, and you abandon him within it? هَيْهَاتْ مَا ذَلِكَ بَنْ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me.